Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're talking about the presence of God and just powerful encounters with the Lord. If you missed it, and how to honor people, what is the atmosphere of heaven like? And beginning to understand that. And the presence of God is the, oh my goodness. Hopefully that'll be made available. That talk will be made available to all of our partners, you know, our VFN TV partners. Don't forget, any partner of any amount at all gets, we've got this big gratitude area of teachings and green room and specials available for you. When you think about VFN TV, the one thing the Lord gave a word when he launched us out on television, you know, we began in radio and and began in television, was he gave me this dream. And in this dream, you know, he showed that that a battleship, and basically, you know, think about spiritual truths, and you think about the prophetic word given by Steve Hill, that the spiritual avalanche and how you know, false teachings have been spread around. They're stacked up like snow, and an avalanche is going to happen. And what you got to fire into the snowbank to prevent this thing from having an avalanche. And it's just an amazing thing. But you know, when you think about it, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And also, if you haven't noticed, that a lot of people have just turned away from any news at all. And if God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that's just the pathway to destruction. The thing about it is to be able to have, you know, right source news, you know, biblically based news. And you think about it, Jesus calls us and commands us to be the light of the world. He didn't say if you would like to or not. He says, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine so other people see your good deeds and give glory to God. And the light is not just a good deed, but it's the fact of, you know, what is God saying? What is the Lord saying today? What is he saying in his word? What is he saying in dreams and visions and prophetic unctions? And VFN TV is so exciting to watch how God, you know, birthed it in a time of prayer. And it began in a prayer watch that, you know, we have, that we grew in wisdom, you know, thanks to, we had a desire, but wisdom came from what Mike Bickle walked out at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And for, you know, Mondays now for years, we've been having 24 hours worth of prayer with certain prayer watches. But in that prayer watch is where God birthed, he said, you know, this is what he wanted, was VFN TV and the daily radio program. And so it was birthed. And now as we're walking it out, and we're watching after being around for a while and watching what God is doing, God's just raising up voices that basically, you know, the media mountain. We talk about the aspects of culture. That's right. And who says the world has to be the one to tell you the news? Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, it's so crazy. Isn't that crazy how often the church has turned to the world for news?
Right.
And then you hear these newscasters, which you had this high respect for in the past, you find out who they really were later on when once they retire, you think, all along that's how you felt. You were against God in your own heart while you were putting the news out to all the people. And it's like now, you know, it's like why God is making it available, well, like a VFN TV and the daily radio program. And what was really cool when, you know, Pat, you and I were up at the summit up at South Carolina at Morning Star, you know, Rick Joyner was talking about prophetically that God is raising up like VFN TV. He's beginning to raise up. As a matter of fact, this is Rick Joyner at Morningstar Ministries talking about, you know, how news is getting all flaky and stuff, but God is raising things up. Listen up.
But I don't think our government's telling us the truth. The CDC isn't. It's bizarre. We've got to discern the truth, what is really happening. Not only can we not count on our government for provisions, and that's one of the first things we learned at Katrina, with all their good intentions and all their resources, they couldn't get it to the people. Okay? I don't think we can trust them for accurate information either. We've got to have our own source of information. We need to have other reliable sources for what is going on. and there are potentials for this to be developed. There are some major things going on in Christianity today to develop sources of information that will be trustworthy, that will be accurate. And if they're not trustworthy, they'll be covered as potential. We're hearing rumors of this or whatever, but it won't be presented as news if it is just rumor. But to get accurate information, I believe the Lord is raising up people to really do that. And you're going to see the world come to the church for information, for light.
All right. That's so encouraging because, you know, we're just following the Lord and what mm-hmm. he's saying. And all along he's revealing things to us and what he's doing. But I'll tell you the truth. When I listen to watch VFN TV or listen to VFN radio, I get so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And when I listen to the world's perspective, and that's all of them, you know, in the world, all the little newscasters and all that kind of stuff, which is nothing but a room mm-hmm. with cameras in it. You can mm-hmm. go to the studios in New York and you can see all the different studios that, I get discouraged when I hear that mm-hmm. or just bombarded with tragedy without resolution, bombarded with incident after incident without mm-hmm. resolving anything. And not only, we do talk about the reality that we know about, but we also, God's speaking, we're hearing what he has to say about it. We're reading, you know, from the scriptures, what it says about it, but we're also hearing other brothers and sisters confirming what's going on. And out of it, we're seeing God establish like a glory zone. He's beginning to just show us that these seven spheres of culture, like mm-hmm. the, you know, you think about them as mountains really, but just God's going to, you know, believe for these, just impacting these seven areas of culture. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the media mountain, mm-hmm. this media aspect. Well, who says that the world and people who choose not to walk with God has to be 100% in the media? Why not? We have our own.
That's right.
And that's what God has just busted that wide open. We're working out of three mm-hmm. television studios in the area in the Gulf Coast that we're at, and broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, online, on cables. I mean, it's amazing what the Lord has done since we stepped out like that. You know, as we were talking about in the early part of this program about how, you know, the media mountain, the aspect of culture that really, how many people, if you listen to them, they talk about, you know, this is what we were doing last night, and they talk about their media experience. Mm-hmm. And their assumption is all of America was doing that with them. Mm-hmm. But when you travel and you look around, and people do what they see in media. So media is very reflective of culture, how we communicate things. And today it is, you know, through technology, television, broadcast, cable, mobile, and all that kind of stuff. And so it shapes culture. Mm-hmm. One part of shaping culture is media. You know, and as Rick Joyner talked about, that God's going to be raising up, we're finding out, you know, VFN TV, you know, to this point, he just has so powerfully, you know, touched what we're doing and is using it for his glory. And it's truly, you know, a network that God is establishing mm-hmm. and building by his grace and through the love gifts and the sponsorships of our partners and our sponsors. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet decided to stand up, you can do that. You can do that by simply going to vfntv.com and become a partner today. For any amount whatsoever, we have a whole area that's just there to say thank you, filled with these fresh teachings that we talk about that we don't get a chance to talk about on VFN TV. The green room, some specials that we have with our guests that we ask them special things just for our partners, that they would talk to you and share their hearts and specials that are going on. For right now, there's a special about a CLEP view of the summit. So you can, in a short period of time, get an overview of what took place. And it was this harvest summit took place mm-hmm. that God put together, you know, in Fort Mill, South Carolina, that you would just, it's just there for you. We're just so grateful mm-hmm. for your partnership of any amount. Just go to vfntv.com and follow the promptings through partnering. And you have immediate access into that area. But, you know, VFN TV, just talking more about that, because God sends Apostle Isaiah Kadari from Nigeria to begin to confirm, you know, what he's doing on the Gulf Coast, that God's, you know, going to pour out a glory zone, you know, mm-hmm. just a powerful move of God. The nations are going to come And they are beginning to come, obviously, because he's from Nigeria and others that are coming from different nations as well. But we prayed. This is something that happened before we had that interview that day. And since today we're talking about, you know, some of the words and some of the things spoken over, you know, VFN TV in regards to how God just identified it in a vision about it being like a battleship walking up, going up and down. And it's interesting. It's the glory zone. It's an outpouring on the Gulf Coast. And he showed the battleship going up and down the Gulf Coast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and,
how about that?
And he's, and yeah, yes. And so just truth, you know, that type of thing. But here is, you know, Apostle Isaiah Kaderi from Nigeria who has, he doesn't have that grid. He's a brother in the Lord. So what he has is what God told him.
Right.
So when he comes to America, you know, we start praying because we prayed before the guest was there. We prayed before we had that time together. And I just knew, I just felt in my heart. I mean, everything he talked about, the cool wind, the rain, the sound, that all happened. Mm-hmm. And it happened the very same time. All those interviews you can actually see on the VFN Torch. But listen, this is what happened. We got together and we prayed. We wanted you to hear what was said at this time of prayer. Just imagine this. We're all on our knees just talking to God and some words were spoken out.
Let's say, the cloud is gathering, and it is about to rain.
Yeah.
As it was in the time of my apostles, for the church was born in power.
Yes.
And the church will go into glory in power. Yes. Now, this end time, I have set out my framework of divine appointment. And I've chosen you as vessels, vessels, vessels to the nations, vessels to the nations, vessels to the nations. And I hear God say, make yourself available unto me, for I will use only those that make themselves available unto me. And the Holy Spirit say, for you are about to step into the era of signs and wonders,
yes,
like the world has never seen or known before.
Oh.
Yes. For the gospel shall prevail and will take over by signs and by wonders. For until people see my hand of power, they will not believe. Therefore, you are about to step into the end time of signs and wonders. Expengzu legamanda cry telimini en grondamantola zebo isla de kezogradia. Baflozekra dizegla demasocretizia. Only for those that are hungry. Only for those that are thirsty.
Yes.
Only for those that are hungry for me,
yes,
I will manifest my power in them and through them.
Yes.
Make yourself available to me. For the more you are hungry for me, the more you are thirsty for me, is also the more that things will manifest through you that I have ordained from the foundation of the world. I brought you from all nooks and crannies of the earth.
Yes.
To this very point, for a divine assignment, yes, and for a divine purpose.
Yes.
Just be willing, for those that are willing, they shall eat the good of the land, says the Spirit of the Lord.
We want to break the chains of yes, traditionalism,
yes,
and skepticism over the hearers of this broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Let your truth get through without boundaries.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Your will be done, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. La Rosica Bahaya. Gredebo Hoste de la Bahadia la Babakaskida. Ariada Ramasia. Greg, I see in the realm of the Spirit that the hand of God is coming upon you to make you and your ministry his voice to the nations. He said, you shall be his voice to the nations. You shall be his voice to the nations. Voice for this end time. The voice to the nations. No power can silence or can quench. Yes. You are the voice to the nations. Lego ramanda kaskiba roski tele gai tezigra damantusia. Now, in a short while, because of what is about to birth in the Gulf Coast, in a short while, God said by His Spirit, He is going to send people from all nations to the Gulf Coast in preparation for this great outbreak. For this great outbreak, people shall be coming from all nations, from Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from Australia, from South America, from North, from everywhere, from all Europe. People will be coming from all over the place to form the squad of the prayer upper room that is going to birth the next revival generation. Is going to be drawn from all over the world. Right from this Gulf Coast, he's going to spring up again. The type that the world has never known before. That's what is getting ready to happen. And God is right speaking his word to our hearts that everything is taking a new dimension. Yes. I know it's not going to be anything that has to do with denomination. It's not going to be anything that has to do what people call skepticism. It's not going to be the wall of denomination will fall because God wants to bring His church together, drawn from all churches, all the remnants that has the flair. For the end time revival shall be drawn into this end time movement. Yes. It's a movement. It's not a religion religious ritual. It's a movement. Yes. It's a movement of the Spirit of God. Yes. It's a movement of the new thing that is about to birth out. It's a movement. It's a movement. Lord, we're going to pray one more prayer. Lord, put the hunger in my heart. Put the thirst in my heart. Just ask the Lord to put the hunger in my heart.
It's amazing. And what you're looking at is that the presence of God was so powerful on us at the time. Mm-hmm. We're just overtaking.
Yeah, it's powerful.
And you know, sometimes when you do that, it's just like, oh, you know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And just God was just meeting us powerfully. And this time of prayer, you know, Victoria was there with her son. He just had a powerful encounter with God.
Yeah.
And you know, God was just moving, just powerfully. Mm-hmm. But just again, he's unfolding about what his plans are. And that was Apostle Isaiah Kadari, who the Lord had, you know, sent from Nigeria to the Gulf Coast to, and showed him this movement, and that it's going to be the whole area. He talks about, you've got to go listen to his whole interview. I'll go to VFNTV.com and watch or listen to this whole interview. But we wanted to show you the significance. It's like, you know, that your partnership, you're standing with VFNTV as a partner, as a sponsor. I mean, you're part of this. And God showed me very specifically when he showed me battleships, that was also when he showed me businesses who stand up for him. They stand up for God and country in that order and Israel, that God is going to give you wisdom, how to take your business from a place that you don't wish it was presently at, and how he's going to begin to help you restructure your business and bless your business, that he is going to help you. When you stand up for him, there's going to be a difference between shopping at your store versus shopping at someone else's store, getting their car fixed at your business versus someone else's business, eating at your restaurant versus, and this is going to be a difference because God showed me the specific thing. He wants to honor those who are honoring him. He wants to show the difference. And it's amazing how that's all coming together from what God said, how he confirmed it. So I want to encourage you, you know, become a part today of VFNTV and the David Perdy radio program by either being a partner or a sponsor today. It's real simple. Go to VFNTV.com and just choose partner and follow the prompts. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the David radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.